The Perfect Coffee Break, of course, always includes a conversation with Annie Dugan. Hey there, Sunshine. Tell us where
Hello,
we can find
Miss
art.
Lisa.
Where's art?
Oh,
where's art?
Art. Art is in Duluth. Can you believe it? It starts off this Tuesday. The art this week. There's sometimes themes develop, and they develop organically. They're just out there in the zeitgeist, and different organizations will pick up on them. And this week, the theme seems to be music and visual arts together in the same space, bleeding and blending and merging into each other and sort of becoming one. It's the synesthetic art week because Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Tweed Museum of Art, Mags David, who started Sing, it's a women's chorus. She started it in 1999, and it's been going strong ever since. It's this wonderful collection of female voices that share the love and joy of singing through oral tradition. She teaches by sound. It's just been a force in the Twin Ports community. They are performing at the Tweed in Kathy McTavish's exhibition Chance. So Kathy McTavish, if you have not been to Chance, I cannot believe it. Don't talk to me. Just go there straight away and see Chance.
Don't
and
even
then you can talk
think
to
about
me.
It. I love it. All right.
Yep.
Get tough,
so,
Annie.
So, yes, it's been up for a while, and it'll be up through the spring. And what I love that's been happening with this exhibition is that there's been a regular series of events. There was a poetry reading that was just absolutely incredible, and now there is a musical performance. And like I said, if you have not seen it, you do not know, but if you have seen it, you know that there is sound involved in the piece. And McTavish, she has a background in computer programming, in cello music, in mathematics, and she's mixing all of those experiences and understandings into her visual arts piece. And the sound piece is just absolutely stunning. I took my students from St. Scholastica through there, and they all just commented about how powerful the sound was, because it really gets you. There's these low bass notes that sort of, you know, whenever you get a low bass note, you rumble with it, your whole body feels it. And then there's this other ambient sound. So what's amazing is they are going to sing in partnership with the piece. So I have no idea what kind of music they've come up with that they'll figure out how to be in partnership with the piece. But basically, they will duet between this amazing women's chorus and Kathy McTavish's exhibition. So that is going to be, it is a really wonderful opportunity Tuesday at 6 p.m. Thursday, like I said, synesthesia is the theme this week. And Ingeborg van Agassiz is having her debut album release at the Red Herring. And she is also, in addition to being this amazing solo artist who sort of burst upon the Duluth scene, she is also an artist, a visual artist. So she does these paintings. They're like illustrations / comic books / paintings. They're really delightfully personal and playful and fun, much like her music. Sort of her music has this playful quality and curious quality, I would say, but it's also about bigger topics. So for instance, the piece that she has online is this great personal exploration of adolescence and trying to become yourself. And the words are, I plucked my eyebrows to a shape of pity and despair.
I did that once, yeah. But it was an accident.
I know. I think most of us do it as an accident and then have to wait a while. So anyway, that's Thursday from 7:30 to 11 at the Red Herring. Also, if you find yourself in the Twin Cities, I want to mention, because a show opened this weekend in the Twin Ports. It was Phenomenal Women at ICO. And usually there's a lot of photos and discussion around a show that opens, but I have never seen the kind of reaction and excitement that I saw on social media after the Phenomenal Woman's opening. In fact, someone even texted me and said, this is the most amazing show ever. So definitely go and check out Phenomenal Women at ICO, but sort of a continuation of that, because the show itself features women of color as visual artists. And there is an exhibition at the MAEP Gallery at MIA, Minneapolis Institute of Arts. And normally I only talk about Twin Ports, but I can also talk about day trips that you can make. And this is worth a day trip. Thursday, Esma Amandi is having her opening at the MAEP Gallery at MIA. And she's from Damascus, Syria. She's a refugee. And it's very much these, you know, there's certainly missing narratives in the art world. And I really appreciate institutions giving voice to these narratives, and I really appreciate the artists who are persevering despite the art world sometimes still being very much a white male-dominated environment. And Esma Amandi really is showing off the different side of refugee life. She's showing off the anxieties that families feel with, you know, letting their kids travel across the world, you know, just sort of this letting go, the tension between safety and fear that these families are experiencing. So that's going to be really powerful and amazing if you're up for a day trip. And then Saturday, there's an opportunity 10 to 3 at Marshall. They are offering a workshop on making a mobile story. And I'm telling this to all of the artists out there that are interested in different platforms for their work. So this workshop is basically exploring the Aries authoring tool, which is all about augmented reality. So if people played the, what was the game with the Pokemon Go. So if people played Pokemon Go, they'll know what augmented reality is. But I think it's such an amazing platform for the visual artist. So if you're a visual artist and you're sort of looking for expanding your creative mind, check out the mobile story workshop that's offered at Marshall this weekend. And then there's a closing reception Saturday at Prove Gallery for Waking Dreams, which is Jane Wunro's exhibition. So if you haven't seen it again, this is a great opportunity. Or even if you want to go see and saw it and wanted to revisit what she's doing, she has these migraines and she works through them in a visual way. So if you ever want to see a visual representation of a migraine, come to the closing reception at Prove this Saturday. And that's our week in art.
Lots going on. All right, let's do it again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Annie. Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, every Monday at 8:20 right here on Northland Morning.